Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Today, William Street in Lurgan, in County Armagh, is a lively thoroughfare, lined with small shops and takeaways. In 1914, the street had a more residential feel. Substantial houses looked out on people and horse-drawn carriages making their way to and from the nearby railway station. William White lived in one of these grand houses. He was the editor of the Lurgan Mail, which, like other small newspapers across the country, acted as a key source of information about the war. Local historian Dr. Colin Cousins revisits the editor's former home to take the pulse of Lurgan in 1914.
This would have been an excellent vantage point for Mr. White and his family during the war. Here they would have witnessed the reservists marching off the war in early 1914.
Lurgan Mail, 8th of August, 1914. About 11:30, the reservists assembled at the church to the number of 133. The band played patriotic airs en route. When the party reached William Street, that thoroughfare became simply a dense volume of humanity. And even travellers in haste to catch their trains had to submit themselves to the speed at which the crowd progressed to the station. Here, some touching scenes were witnessed, as wives parted with husbands, children with fathers, mothers with sons, sisters with brothers, and lovers with sweethearts. Afterwards, until the dinner hour, the streets were paraded by workers who had suspended their ordinary avocations in order to give their friends and comrades a hearty send-off. And the prospects of the war was, of course, the only theme of conversation, the unanimous wish expressed being that Germany would get a good thrashing. After 2:00, the streets resumed their normal appearance.
One very important aspect of the Great War was the press. Right from the beginning of the war, the Lurgan Mail took a great interest in recruiting and how Lurgan itself was beginning to contribute towards the war effort.
Lurgan Mail, 12th of September, 1914. Lurgan Manufacturers and the War. At a meeting of the Lurgan Powerloom Manufacturers, a resolution was passed unanimously as follows. All positions of employees going to serve their country in the Imperial Forces will be kept open till their return. Apprentices' time while absent will count as part of their apprenticeship.
Then described in details the effect that the war had had on the town, that the streets were now empty, no one playing football anymore. It painted quite a story tale of a deserted town.
Lurgan Mail, 26th of September, 1914. The departure of so many of our young men assuredly leaves a void in Lurgan that no one can fail to observe. It is noticeable at the dinner hour and in the evenings already. And it will be more noticeable still on Saturday evenings when these young folk were accustomed to parade the main thoroughfares. The football fields will miss them badly, for the sporting instinct is deeply rooted in our local youth. They will be missed in the social circle, and it is needless to say that their absence will be most acutely felt in the homes.
The Lurgan Mail especially came into its own. It published pretty extensive casualty lists on them. It didn't great detail about how the men were wounded, either the wounded, killed, whether they were gassed, and also men who had served and were now discharged as no longer fit. If you go through the war years and through the Lurgan Mail, you can see this list obviously grew and grew and grew. It censored itself, basically the argument censored itself on two occasions. One was regarding poetry, sent by the soldiers of the Western Front, and I find this quite amusing and a bit insulting to the poor poets sitting there in the trench composing his lines, only for it to be rejected, never ever to darken the pages of the Lurgan Mail, because the Lurgan Mail insisted that it wasn't of high enough quality.
22nd of July, 1916. Poems of a sort, bearing on the gallant charge of the Ulster Division, have reached us from Rifleman William Sloane, who is in France. We do not publish these, as we consider that the action of the boys of the division is deserving of something much better in the way of commemorative verse.
The other time they censored it themselves was that they'd received lots of letters when a soldier died, letters from the deceased soldier's commanding officer. But there'd obviously been some complaints in that the paper had published these accounts before the wider family had viewed these letters or seen these letters, and the first time some relatives had got to hear about how their relative met their end was in the pages of the Lurgan Mail, and the editor felt compelled to go along with those complaints and not to publish those letters anymore.
22nd of July, 1916. Letters of condolence are purely personal. They are not intended by their writers for the public, and complaint has been made of their publication. Consequently, we shall not be able to print them in future.
William Street, in Lurgan. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.